Welcome to hour number two. It is 7:05 here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. I am Ira Weintraub in the air chair, being joined now by Brian Cook. Good morning, Brian. It's Brian, you are the editor of Hail to the Victors 2009 Maple Street Press. I'm holding it up to you like anyone else can see it other than you. You're also the guru behind MGo Blog, so I appreciate having you in this morning because we're 8 days from kickoff. It's about time, right?
Yeah, it is. It's about time to get going, man.
I can't even, you know, I'm tired of talking about this stuff. I'm ready to get into games, but we have one more non-game week show, and then we'll have next week, finally, we'll be in game action. So what are your thoughts as we get into this last day of...
Well, I was actually listening as I was coming in, and the guy was talking about the girl with the planner. And I do that on my site. It's called UFR. She was breaking down, like, were there ratings?
he stepped out, I think.
That's too bad.
We have our next guest, Dooley's already here. Dooley's already here. He's nice and early, so he can pop on in. It's all right. Come on in.
Hey,
it's okay.
On,
won't make any noise, or it doesn't really matter. But this is the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTK. If you're just joining us this morning, I'm Ira Weintraub. Sam is on his last day of his vacation. We are being joined in studio by Brian Cook from MGo Blog and from Hail to the Victors 2009. Pick that up just about everywhere in town, or if you're listening online, you can pick it up online, I'm sure, either through
MapleStreetPress.com.
There you go. And we're going to be going around the MGo blogosphere throughout the rest of the 3 hours. We're going to talk Michigan footballs. We're 8 days away, and as we were just saying, I'm just so excited. I wish we had a game to talk about this weekend. The closest thing we have to that is
we can pretend. I mean,
we'll talk about Devin Gardner against Ricardo Miller later, because that's the closest we'll have to a football game this weekend. But at least it's a football game this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's we're actually going to it. Like we're flooding the zone out there. It's at Eastern, so it's not exactly like that impressive. But you know, we're going to be there, and we hope to see a 100 to 101 game. Because we don't care about any of the defenses,
right? You just want to see the two guys play great on offense, and I think that the crowd's going to be out there. For those that don't know what we're talking about, the Big Day Prep Showdown is tonight and tomorrow, and there's 7 games over 2 days. But the highlight game is tomorrow night at 8:00. I think tickets are only like $9, so you can go. It's a great bargain. High school football, and if you have the football itch like I do, and most of us do, then go out. You can see Devin Gardner, Scout.com's 5-star quarterback that's committed to Michigan, face off against Ricardo Miller, 4-star wide receiver who's on Ann Arbor Pioneers. Should be a great time. I'll be out there and enjoying what I used to do as a high school reporter, which was walk the sidelines, but I won't have to do stats or anything. I'll just be able to up close and personal watch football from the sidelines, and I'm looking forward to that. But we digress back to Michigan football. It's I'm so excited. 8 days. As I mentioned to you, we, and Dual, you can pop up to the mic. It's all right. We can, I have mic controls. Josh, mic 3 is ready to go too. Talking there, make sure it's working.
Morning,
all right. Morning. I was telling Brian, Matt Hayes from Sporting News has a couple different mailbag items or questions he was answering. The first one, this is from Tuesday. The question that was posed to him in short form is, can the Spartans overtake the Wolverines in the Big Ten? And in short, he answers no, but in his second paragraph, it starts out, and this is kind of what I wanted to launch into. He writes, make no mistake, it's going to be ugly again this fall in Ann Arbor. How could it not be with two true freshman quarterbacks? There will be turnovers and poor decisions and unthinkable mistakes, but there will be moments when it looks good like it should. Now, there's some truth to that, but the fact is that he's getting most of that from headlines from people that are just writing a blurb, and he's not reading articles, right? Isn't that kind of what the national media has kind of turned Michigan football into, following headlines and then just taking them as gospel?
Well, I've called Matt Hayes literally horseface on my side. I wasn't proud about it, but I called him horseface because I was so mad at him. That statement isn't necessarily wrong, right? I mean, like, if we hadn't gone through last year again and everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a 7-5 year, people would think that's ugly.
That's true.
I mean, like, we're not going to be back to where it's, you know, looking team at all times.
No, and he does finish it up by saying, once again, once Rodriguez gets his players believing, he's almost there, and his quarterback play is as efficient as it is dynamic, Michigan will win the Big Ten again. It may be as soon as 2010.
Right. Like, I don't have a, I mean, like, he is like one of the few people who's taken a look at like all the Spartan propaganda and been like, yeah, this doesn't really seem right to me. So, like, Hayes there, I don't have a problem with that. So sorry to ambush you with that.
No, it's fine. No, it's good to get a different perspective.
Right. Well, then it comes a question of what does overtake mean? Does he mean they're gonna be, finishing higher than Michigan this year? Probably, right?
Not working, Josh? Sounds like Mike 3 is not working. We'll slide you over to Mike 4. Maybe we'll try it on Mike 4. Our 1, 2, and 3 all pushed in up top?
Any good?
There we go. Mike 4. We'll do it that way. We'll split you guys up, one on each side of me. All right, go ahead.
Just making the point that, what does overtake mean? Does it mean this year, this season? Sure. That's obviously very likely. Historically, though.
I don't know if it's very likely.
Overtake, I think, really, the question that he was given, I think overtake is, will they pass them in the Big Ten and be the more elite program in the state?
Yeah, and that's a totally different.
That's kind of a stretch. But, like, you wouldn't know it if all you read were, the Detroit Free Press. And, like, so I give Hayes credit for, like, being a little bit more rational and not doing the thing that a lot of sports writers do, where the last thing that happened is the thing that is always going to happen forever. So that seems like a reasonable, like, good answer, where it's like, this year, but it is not going to be a vintage Michigan year, but Rodriguez didn't get where he is by accident. So I'm pretty much fine with that. You had another one, though.
Yeah, I do have another one. We'll get to that in a second. I still have a take to the part where it says it's going to be ugly. Yeah, it's not going to be beautiful. We saw ugly. Okay, we experienced ugly. I'm not expecting 12-0 and having like this perfect, awesome looking season, but we saw ugly. 7-5 a few years ago under Lloyd was ugly, but if we go 7-5 this year, it's not going to be considered ugly, I don't think. And that's, I think, what I, maybe it's just the use of the word. I think maybe it's my semantics.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that if you were just if in the greater context of the answer, though, I'm on board with that. Like, he's right that there are two freshman quarterbacks, and they're like, even though Tate Forsyth was awesome in the spring game, if and when he starts, I really wish I didn't have to say if, but when he starts, he's going to do some stuff that you're just going to facepalm yourself. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I mean, even Henny did. Like, I remember the first game against Miami where, like, there were a couple games where you ran across the middle and you were just like, no, but.
Sure, freshmen make mistakes, but we saw mistakes last year that I don't think we'll see half the mistakes that a quarterback made last year that we'll see this year, even with two true freshmen getting playing time.
Absolutely. I mean, I think maybe we can just stipulate that last year was so far beyond ugly that there's no word for it.
That's possible. Now, that might be possible. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. I'm Ira Weintraub in the air chair, joined by Brian Cook from MGo Blog, and Hail to the Victors 2009 is on my left. Greg Dooley is on my right. So, Greg, formerly M Victors, now of MGo Blog, correct? Or is M Victors?
That's news to me. I got a text from my lawyer this morning about that. I don't think that's
He's still on M Victors.
All right, so it's still M Victors. Okay, there's too many things going on the blogosphere. Yeah. I'm still trying to wrap my head around WTKA and WTKA.com.
Maybe
so,
it was the first letter was confusing.
He's getting pretty official. He's gotten like full press access, basically. Like, I show up for the first time to go on this stadium tour like yesterday, and Dooley's there, and like Dooley was at media day, and like I'm like, don't you have a job, man?
Well, and MGo Blog is your job, right?
That's So like, but and like he's been to more of them than I have because I've been like out of town, and like it's
summertime. I'm supposed to go on vacation in the summertime.
Well, it's not exactly a vacation. I was giving a speech to the U of M alumni club in New York.
Oh, New York's fun.
Yeah, although half the room wasn't listening. Go New York.
Well, the media, the athletic department's given me a little bit of access, and I was out there Sunday, and I was able to make it out to a practice. So they've been very kind for something I'm not able to post nearly as much as Brian.
Well, you post daily. I mean, like in terms of like the amount of content being put out, you're up there with anybody working for a newspaper. I mean, I think it's really cool that like the athletic department in the past like year has sort of looked around and been like, you know what, newspapers are kind of on the downswing, and they've accredited like two or three blogs, and I'm sure when basketball season rolls around, they're going to accredit Dylan from UM Hoops, who's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've just been extremely forward thinking about the whole thing, which is a complete change from where they usually where they were reputed to be a couple years ago.
Before we get to the second Matt Hayes article, just actually kind of a question on this. Michigan fans, and you guys obviously in particular, seem to be at the forefront of the blog, college blogs. There's more, it seems like to me, and maybe it's because that's what I'm looking for, but the better of the college blogs, some of the ones that people follow and model after are Michigan blogs. And it seems like, just something kind of on what you're saying, did you guys, when you started it, and I'll start with you, Brian, and then I'll ask you, did you expect that when you first started it that you would go from a fan writing about Michigan football on the web to having access like this?
No. Well, I mean, I'm not actually planning on taking the opportunity for the access that I could have. That's why I brought on Tim from Varsity Blue, because Tim's, you know, got some experience doing this. I have no experience doing it. And my site is a lot of analysis and opinion and stuff. And like, that's what I've spent 4 years becoming really good at. And the beat writing stuff, I want to hand to somebody else who's got more experience at that. I don't know about you, Greg, but I, from my perspective, like, access to me is not a huge selling point, at least from where I'm coming from. Like, I'm hoping that Tim will make it something very valuable for the site.
Now, yeah, and it's something that my site focuses more on, kind of the culture of the program and the history, which I think is something the athletic department embraces. So did I ever expect to be get a little bit of access or get to Media Day? No way. A couple years ago, no chance. But it's turned a little more into getting close and getting interviews with former players and things like that. And the athletic department's been great about supporting that. So
I remember when trying to apply for media credentials a few years ago back in D.C. for like NCAA tournament games and stuff like that, and they had serious stipulations. This is before the blogs really started taking hold, so this is 5 or so years ago. But they in the requirements, it kept saying print journalists, okay, blah, 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 okay. And then it would say no media or no online outlets. And they even excluded like ESPN.com and CBS Sportsline at the time and stuff like that.
That's really interesting, because that's what Sam Webb told me was the genesis behind Go Blue Wolverine magazine.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, to actually produce. That's the reason they went with the magazine, was to be able to get the media access, which is very interesting.
Yeah, because they wanted the print publication. And now we all know that most print publications are secondary to what they do online, whether it's the newspapers or magazines or whatever. Pretty much everything is secondary. I go to SI.com every day, but I haven't read a Sports Illustrated in years probably at this point in time. So speaking of print and online publications, Matt Hayes is a sporting news writer, one of the college football writers, and he and Dave Curtis, they kind of had a little debate. They went through some hot topics going back and forth, and Matt, one of the questions that they went through was, they were going through quarterback decisions that were worth examining. So of course, Michigan has a quarterback situation worth examining. Everyone knows about the three-headed monster, if you will, that you want to call it that way. And Matt Hayes' response was, he said, you could call Michigan's three quarterback system a bad idea, but really, what alternative does Rich Rodriguez have? Nick Sheridan proved last year that he wasn't the answer, but, and this is the part that I highlighted and that I want to get into a little bit, but you can't start a season with a true freshman quarterback. So my question, and I'll start on this side this time, we'll start with Greg. Can't you start a true freshman, Chad Henne? Or, I don't know, maybe you want to go ask that Pete Carroll guy out in L.A. if they can start a true freshman?
Sure, you can start a true freshman quarterback. But, you know, I'll just say this, Ira. You're talking about being excited, you know, for football to start, and we all are. But there's a large population of fans that are going to be gripping against Western. We've got to win that game.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, and so I'll say this. I trust Rodriguez to put the right guy out there. And if he starts out with Nick Sheridan, I'm okay with that. And I trust what he's doing. I'm flying in formation, as Rodriguez might say. So I think this guy will be a little more nervous about that, the guy next to me.
But, yeah, I've spent the last couple of weeks on the blog just like trying to tell myself basically that Nick Sheridan will have no part in the 2009 football season without injury. And I don't want to bash the guy unduly. He's been put in an impossible situation. I mean, in any other situation, he never would have played, and everybody, he just would have been like the lovable walk-on. But, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. I still think it's like for PR purposes and like just keeping everybody up and, you know, active and on their toes, basically.
And you can start and get one series and not play again, and you're still the starting quarterback. So, yeah. You know, you may do that just because he is the experienced guy. But I'd like to see what, and we'll get into this more on the other side of the break, I'd like to see what the freshman can do under the pressure. And I don't want to see them put in that situation where we had it sometimes last year where he made a quarterback switch when they were inside their own 10. I don't think that's the time to make a quarterback change. So we'll get to that on the other side of the break. We are 8 days to kickoff. In case anyone didn't know, I repeat, 8 days to kickoff. And yes, very excited about it. I'm sure everyone in the maize and blue faithful, every single one of us is. 734-998-1050, studio at WTKA.com. Send us an email, give us a call. Talking Michigan football for the rest of the morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTKA, we'll be right back.